This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special Laugh-In Isolation Theater here on Place to Be Nation. Boop! I'm Andy Atherton, your host. You know what? In these tough times, we need to get together and laugh. Now, we have our friend groups, you know, we have our chats and everything like that. But you know what? Everybody out there is not as lucky. And we're going to bring that to you in podcast form tonight. And we're going to do it while we watch a very funny movie. And just like, come up, take your mind off of things for an hour and 25 minutes or so. So joining me tonight is... She is a host of many shows over in the Jenny position, as well as Place to Be Nation Wrestling Feed, Miss Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you holding in there?
Well, you know, I've got my stockpile of toilet paper and Jack Daniels, so I'm doing all right today. It's not been a bad day today.
All right. Well, that's a good day. Hopefully, you know, what are you afraid of running out of first?
Probably patience with my family and... attempting not to murder them.
Well, I was actually saying between the toilet paper and Jack Daniels.
Oh, like a real thing. No. Lube, maybe.
All right, I'll take that as C, none of the above.
Right.
All right. Well, speaking of Jack Daniels and TP, let's bring in her partner in crime over on Talking Pop, as long as and Talking WCW, Mr. Tim Capel. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Don't know what all this fuss is about. I guess welcome to my world. I mean, my life has been pretty much unaffected. This is my ideal way of living, in fact. And I'm so thrilled that tonight is the night that finally we can all get together here on Laugh-In Theater to watch David Cronenberg's The Fly. Thank you, Andy, for putting this together.
Nothing is funnier than Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, dipping into the plasma pool.
Mm-hmm. Plasma equals laugh, comedy gold.
They were, you know, they were not practicing social distancing in that film, is all I'm going to say.
Wow. Who among us really was before now?
Nobody.
Me, like I said.
And joining us as well is, he is the partner in crime of Jenny and Tim on PTBN NXT, Mr. Jacob Williams. Jake, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I befriended a volleyball. I've knocked one of my teeth out with a rock, but I'm doing well.
That's great. Yeah. Hopefully you can spearfish a crab from about 20 yards. I don't know how he was doing it, but hey.
I learned that at a very young age, so I should be okay.
He's from Louisiana, so yeah.
There you go. We learned that in second grade.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. So, the four of us are here tonight. We're going to watch a very funny movie from 1988. It's titled The Naked Gun, from the Files of Police Squad, starring Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, O.J. Simpson, yes, that O.J. Simpson, Ricardo Montalban, George Kennedy, and Nancy Marchand. So we just thought we'd pick something silly and watch it and talk about it and joke around, and hopefully everybody forgets about the isolation and that we're in the beginning of however long this thing is going to take, but hopefully you all watch it along with us. So this is on Netflix. We're all queued up to the very beginning. And are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. So we see the, what is it, Paramount Pictures? Yeah.
Paramount.
That's right.
The little, you know, stars going above the mountain.
So this is not a true crime documentary?
No, it's actually not.
I'm out.
I'm out. All right, here we are in Beirut. He's a pretty good baseball player, that guy. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
I can't remember being, like, I don't know. What year did the sequel come out? Naked Gun 2.5. Wasn't that about 3 years later?
Yeah, that was 91, according to the IMDb.
I remember seeing an interview with Leslie Nielsen on Good Morning America, or one of those morning shows, in 1991. You know, I would have been like 6, 7 years old, whatever. And, you know, not having the concept of lowbrow comedy at that age, and because he was such a great straight man, I thought it was like, oh, this movie coming out, you know, it's a comedy, and it's like this very respected comedy film that he's promoting. Like that was, and that was like for the longest time, for the
prestige
longest
film.
Time,
So, but right now in the movie though, we have a who's who of evil 80s dictators. We have Khomeini, we have Gaddafi, we have Idi Amin, Castro, Yasser Arafat, and Gorbachev, who actually wasn't that bad.
The ghost of Hitler. Everybody's ghost here.
The ghost of Hitler. Maybe the ghost of Goebbels.
Death to America. You got your wishes.
Off to an amazing start already.
They should be, like smoking a hookah together. Oh shit! No, never mind.
This is like a Legion of Doom of like world leaders.
Or Dungeon of Doom.
We used to have
this white-haired old guy is like murdering everyone.
I know, it's like Tip O'Neill meets Fred Flintstone right here.
He wipes off the poor wife. Oh my god.
This is amazing already.
Some of the makeup is fantastic. Yes.
These guys are dead ringers for a lot of the now dead.
Well, we can't hear the audio, but I'm assuming this is wildly offensive.
It is. Yes. Extremely.
And I think that's great to have this movie that exists.
The
oh my god.
With Seamus Mohawk on.
You know, you send a cop into a world of bam. So yeah, Jenny and I were talking briefly before this. Have you, either of you guys watched this the TV series? Ever seen that this is based on?
That's enough for me.
Police Academy?
Police Squad, yeah. There was
Squad,
I believe it was 6 episodes. It only lasted that long.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. I actually have it, I think, on VHS or DVD somewhere. But they killed the special guest star off in every episode in the opening credits.
<That's awesome.
laughs> And at the end, instead of like, you know, doing a freeze, everybody froze. So like if somebody was like pouring coffee, you would see the coffee continue to you know, spill over the thing. And everybody, like, people are blinking, trying not to move.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very ahead of its time. Love following the siren here.
No, I kind of like this.
I do too, yeah.
It's fun.
I mean, it triggers my motion sickness, but other than that.
Right, yeah. Well, the Paramount logo triggers that, so we're
What happened to Jenny? She got...
she puked watching this fucking Naked Gun. It's bad.
Oh, dude, look at the 80s hair on these chicks. Jeez. Amongst
the
kids.
Yeah, 80s hair.
Yeah. That was before we got to the shower, so.
Nice. Got some side boob at least.
Why are we on a roller coaster all of a sudden? What the fuck just happened? We're in the locker room.
Why not?
What are we doing?
I'm about to puke on this roller coaster. What?
They need a warning.
That's why I can't watch my son play video games, like racing games. Like, no, I'm gonna throw up if you make me watch this.
Of course, it stops at the donut shop.
Y'all, I haven't seen this movie since the 90s, probably.
Yeah, same.
And it wasn't one that I watched a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very familiar with the concept, the character, the performance, but. Like, I haven't sat down to watch this movie in a long time.
Like, I couldn't dictate the story beats. don't immediately come to mind.
And there's America's sweetheart, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah, any image of O.J. sneaking around is a little sketchy.
Doesn't age well.
Yeah, for context, O.J. is now posting Twitter videos of, you know.
That wasn't him.
Him having a, well.
Might as well have been.
Of his, like, fantasy football drafts and whatnot.
So, yeah, there's.
He just needs some ill-fitting gloves in this scene to really complete.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, too. Boy, straight white males are having a rough go lately. I feel bad for you guys. Sports fans, everything's gone. And so you should probably just watch O.J. Simpson movie.
We've been oppressed for a while, Jen. <I'm>
sorry. Y'all struggling for sports content.
Yeah, I can't imagine you guys just have it so bad.
That's what I was just saying. We've been impressed for a while.
Rich Corinthian leather.
Ricardo yes.
Montalban. Come on!
They just light his ass up.
Yeah.
But the walls hurt him and the fireplace. In the wet paint.
That's the worst. Get wet just paint on the jacket.
Amazing.
His hand. Captain Morgan right there. There you go.
Why is there a cake?
Why isn't there? Why is there a bear trap, Jenny?
And a bear trap.
Shit is the best.
I mean, cake makes more sense than a fucking bear trap on a boat.
Well, he was pretty great in that scene, actually.
Yeah. He fucking survives.
What a great selection. So many visual gags here that just, even if you're not paying attention to the movie, Rolls stuff
Royce,
like that.
I never noticed the Rolls Royce logo on the plane.
Yeah.
Especially in the control center when they get to the airport and everything that happens in there. So many visual gags.
A I'm getting a really, scene. Joe Biden energy here.
Well, we're just preparing ourselves for like next gag.
Yeah. I'm like Commissioner Gordon or some shit.
It's amazing that he was. This is like he just started doing comedy a few years earlier than this.
Really?
What was it? Airplane that really started him as the. He reinvented himself as more of a comedic actor.
Yeah, yeah, he was a heavy. I mean, Jenny, you being a huge horror fan, weird. There's a Weird Al appearance.
80s were off.
Yeah, Jenny, now you being a big horror fan, you probably saw, remember, a Creepshow when he was a bad guy in one of the scenes.
Yeah.
That was the thing with Ted Danson, right? They become like sea monsters or some shit.
Well, and many of our listeners will remember Forbidden Planet as well from, what, the 50s, right?
Yeah.
When they themselves were only in their 30s.
Our listeners will remember movies from the 50s. Is that what you just said? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like, you know, Scott, D'Amato, Sean. Me.
Right.
I mean, they were our age back then.
Yeah. Hopefully our listeners don't remember Dracula Dead and Loving It, though. One of the few Mel Brooks misfires.
Oh, I forgot about that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the hospital. My dog yawning. It was Nordberg.
Nordberg. God.
That name.
Wilma.
Where's Nordberg?
Right here. Yeah, O.J. Simpson, I think, was fresh.
Oh, shit.
I think he was fresh off while doing the Hertz ads.
The Hertz spokesman.
And he was also played TD Thaddeus, I forgot what his last name is, on First and Ten, the HBO football series.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which was one of my favorites growing up, actually.
I know about that from the OJ Made in America documentary, which was like 7 hours and amazing. I was glued to it the whole time.
Same. Yeah, there was like 4 hours just on like him before 1990.
Yeah, well, they did like an entire origin of the city, the county of Los Angeles. That was like so many episodes, and you're like, yeah, I'm still pretty into this.
Now, you guys were all fairly young when the chase happened, right? You guys were all like, teenagers, right? If that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I was
not that, yeah.
Yeah, I was younger.
Yeah, I remember walking into the bar I was working at the time. And I'm like, why is everybody looking at the TV screen? I'm like, and why the fuck isn't the Knicks Rockets game on? Like, they got OJ. Yep. Like, oh, shit. They're chasing him down.
Honestly, that week, didn't like a lot of shit happen in the world of sports like that week? There's a whole, there was like a 30 for 30. I'm an expert on sports, so I'm telling you.
Well, I mean,
but no, like,
94, the Rangers won the cup. I mean, we almost had two championships in New York. We had the Rangers that won and then the Knicks that didn't.
But it was like that one week in particular, there was all this shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, look at what we're dealing with right now. Within a week, so much has happened.
No.
And it's just, it's a lot. And I don't know. I'm just trying to draw a comparison that probably isn't totally appropriate, but still, it's just one of those, like, there are certain events in your life that really just stand out. Mm-hmm. And that's a very tenuous connection to this film.
He's like machine gunning out great lines right now.
Yeah.
Like he just said, he's like, this is no way to die. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die.
Caracas, out of Panama. I've been to Caracas, actually. Hot as fuck. Love watching the soldiers with the Uzis walking around everywhere.
Oh.
While being on vacation.
I'm going to refrain from making a martial law joke.
Please do.
Oh, it's Mama Soprano. Right there. That's,
you've never seen The Sopranos.
You've never seen it?
Ooh.
Never seen it.
Oh, hopefully.
Should I add that to the quarantine list?
Absolutely.
Yes, you should. Okay.
I've seen enough of it that I get the references and the characters, but I haven't done like a dedicated series watch, I will say.
I was watching when it's on. I haven't gone back to rewatch it.
It's amazing. It's
I'll
it's
pencil
really
it in right after all of the Tremors movies.
And Curb.
And Curb, yes.
That sounds right. Yeah.
So you're ranking by quality, like your list is going by.
Tremors, Curb, and Sopranos. That seems right.
Sure, yeah.
I love the fact that he keeps the body mic or lavalier, as it's called, on this whole scene.
Well, I think this lady's on the coronavirus task force now. What's her name, Renee? Sorry,
this
that was a very inside
no
joke.
Sense. I have no idea what's happening in this movie.
The Queen is coming to visit
the
America.
The Queen is there.
No, she's coming to visit America, and they take this bumbling lieutenant, police lieutenant, to protect her as head of the like task force or some shit.
It is like weirdly relevant though, because this is. Have y'all seen the video of the guy like farting when he like during the coronavirus like press conference and he's farting on the mic because he forgets to turn
which
it
apparently,
off.
Which apparently is fake. It's not really a coronavirus thing. It's from a few years ago. But I don't care. I love that it's making the rounds. It's amazing.
Here he is. He's dancing around.
And it's even worse than this, actually. Because dude is straight up farting and shitting. And it's all on my...
I hate when people talk in the bathroom, though, man. Ugh. They try to talk to you. You're like, just take your piss and go.
Right now, he's going, oh, I'm a badass bear. Listen to Talking Pop, ladies.
Listen to Talking Pop.
I'm sorry. This is a very inaccessible episode.
No, it's horrible.
This guy just fell off the... I'm done. I cannot believe just the sight gags in this movie.
Oh, God.
Why is that so randomly funny?
I'm out. Then,
she cooked us.
The chalk got light in the water.
This is probably awful to listen to, but it's really funny right now.
People have to watch this movie because
it's so funny. Oh,
him showing the picture of OJ.
This is not the episode of Laughing Theater you want. This is the episode of Laughing Theater you need.
Oh, God.
I mean, honestly, this is probably as hard as anyone has laughed.
Yeah,
we're exchanging 20s for information back and forth.
Not to say it is the funniest movie, but it's like the hardest anyone's laughed, I think, right. in the series so far. Oh my god!
It's just like he shows him the picture of OJ. He's like, he's dirty. I tell you, it's like,
now that he's bribing each other. Can you spot me a 20 to bribe? There you go.
Exchanging the same $20 bill.
Oh, God.
It's so stupid, but it just works.
It's so stupid.
And we're just the ones to talk about it.
Thank God for the voiceover. I have no idea what's happening.
I know.
Not for that. I still don't, but it's fine.
I can't help it. I'm a sucker for just really stupid.
Me too.
Like, not even so much vulgar, because this isn't really a vulgar movie, but it is so stupid. Really. It is so stupid.
So is he Mr. Rourke or is he Khan to you guys?
Khan.
Yeah, he's Khan. I would have to say he's Khan to us.
Yeah, I grew up with Fantasy Island, so he's actually Mr. Rourke to me more than Khan.
I mean, he's Khan and he's rich Corinthian leather, which is debatable whether he actually said that, but
no, he said it.
Everybody knows what the commercial is. So anyway,
let's just hire a guy with an accent to be menacing.
Buy an aquarium.
With a $20,000 lionfish in it. It's a rare samurai pen.
Emperor Hirohito.
Impervious to everything but water. I think that tidbit's going to come in handy soon.
It might, actually.
Kind of telegraphing that one.
Chekhov's gun.
It's like the Chris Farley scene in Wayne's World. I'm really glad that he gave us all that information.
Yeah.
There goes the pen in the tank of the poisonous fish.
He was shot 6 times. Missed every vital.
Yeah, every vital.
Oh, God.
No, he's not going to notice that your sleeve is all wet.
Isn't that a running gag in these movies? Is Nordberg getting horrifically injured?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think in the second one he gets dragged under a car.
Ironic.
For like miles.
Isn't there one where he's in a wheelchair and goes like flying down the steps in a stadium or something?
I think so.
Yes, that's later on in this one.
Oh, is that in this one?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Look at that shit.
That's the other thing. These all kind of run together for me.
Just one long naked gun.
Imagine this happening in real life.
A fucking fish, man. This is all just nonsense.
He puts the dead fish back in.
How does he do this with a straight face?
I don't know.
I mean,
it is amazing.
I was acting.
I mean, he was a respected dramatic actor, you know, like he...
What happened?
Well, I think he realized and appreciated what the role called for. I just don't understand how he's able to pull it off. Anyone could pull it off. Look at this.
Well, I think Ted Knight was the same way, too. I think Ted Knight started as a dramatic actor. And then, you know, he got the role of Ted Baxter and then Caddyshack and... You know, Too Close for Comfort. So, Priscilla Presley when she was still hot, before she got a face full of Botox.
Is she Hachi Machi in this?
In this, yeah, and the next one. But then it goes downhill. She can't show emotion in her face anymore.
Because the Botox.
The Botox.
She just fucking fell down the stairs and then tried to look seductive after that. Like
you've never done that before, Jenny.
Dude, I fall down the stairs for sure.
They try to act like all suave.
Girls don't have to be smooth, is what I heard.
There you go. There
Look
you
at
go.
Her fucking running. She's mean when she's drunk.
Oh, well, that's why it's a whole
movie.
Where
the fuck is she going?
This is a great scene right here. They're in the library.
Right? Nice beaver.
Nice beaver.
I stopped.
Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord.
What are we doing?
It's a nice innuendo. Innuendi.
Yeah, he looks like he could be her father. Yeah, he's like, you know, putting the moves on her.
Is that what guys think about baseball? They want to last longer? I know that's what Tim thinks about anyway.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Is it because baseball's so boring? Mm-hmm.
Is there such a thing as great Viking food? Oh, look, they mentioned one of your holidays, guys. Arbor Day.
There we go. Arbor Day. Yeah, one of the great second-tier holidays.
There you go. It's a nice callback to a Talking Pop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Available exclusively on the Jenny Position feed.
Thank you for that cheap plug.
Thank you for that.
We're all in the family.
I don't even know what to rank to Arbor Day. I think it was kind of low. I think it was abnormally high for you, Tim.
I'm sure it was because of some really shitty holidays behind it.
No, it's a holiday about trees.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a holiday you don't get the day off of work, so it's automatically pretty bad.
Yeah, just kind of down.
But it's still not as bad as, like, Columbus Day, you know? Which is a stupid occasion, and you don't get time off from work.
I actually get it off every year, but okay.
You get Columbus Day off? You don't work for the government. What are you doing?
I work in TV, I guess. I don't know.
You don't work for a bank? What are you getting Columbus Day off for? What are they doing?
What's your happening? Network? I don't even know.
Giving you Columbus Day off? What a joke.
Tim going on an Andy Rooney style rant right now.
You ever notice how people would give you off on Columbus Day?
What's the deal? What's Columbus Day?
Oh, he's turning into Seinfeld. What's the deal with Columbus Day? It was the other guy.
I wish we could eat And watch podcasts, or do podcasts.
Eat and watch podcasts.
Not enough to drink and do podcasts?
I would really like a snack.
That was so random.
If you're watching podcasts, you get the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Live watch podcasts.
Start live watching the Food Network.
This is absurd right now.
Sorry.
So his car, his airbags just deployed. The car took off. He had to gun his car down.
Well, we were at the hospital before. Now we're at the police station. It's like the Journey Through Infinity, available exclusively on the Jenny Position podcast.
Thank you.
What are we doing?
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, here we go. We're in the police lab. It's like the Q.
The Q collective.
Look at this. It's a wall that sprays you back.
The Borg wouldn't even assimilate us right now with coronavirus.
Thanos would come down and go, ah, fuck, it's not
working. Be like, self quarantine.
Self quarantine. Resistance is unnecessary.
Swiss Army shoe.
Seems impractical.
It just knocks him out.
Okay, I just actually understood the Q reference.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm sorry, I might have fallen a little behind here. Oh my god.
Thanks, Al.
You're a tall gentleman.
Is that
something on one side of your mouth? No, the other side. Whomp. It's a joke that comes from the TV series, actually.
This is a disaster.
It's bad. Real bad.
Your open eye.
Your open eye.
Why is that so funny? These old ass guys, scientists,
idiots.
Yeah, you're old as fuck, man.
Oh yeah. Leslie Nielsen was like in his 70s, I think.
No, that's ridiculous. And why are those lights beeping on that panel behind me? I don't get it.
All right, so so he was 62 when this came out.
And oh, okay. He was spry, young
man. And he passed away in 2010. Mm. So, you know, he lived. He lived to be 84. That's a good run.
He did have a good run.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he's 62. Priscilla.
None of us are living that long.
So. Priscilla Presley was 43, so he was...
Damn.
He did not have such a good run.
Well, she's still alive.
She did look good.
She's still running, Tim.
She still didn't have a good run, though.
Yeah, she was a bit player on Dallas before this.
I keep saying, why isn't Dallas streaming anywhere?
I know.
Oh, we need.
And
definitely watch that before Sopranos.
Oh, I would too.
And this guy's name, Mr. Papschmier?
Papschmier, yes. Generic bad guy.
Mr. Papschmier.
Isn't that the basis of the Food Fighters?
Wait, what?
I thought that was the basis of the Food Fighters name.
Papschmier?
Something like that.
What?
Oh, this poor secretary.
Oh, shit.
She's going to kill Mr. Papschmier.
Ain't no bug, bitch. What? Okay.
Everyone's so serious.
I know. Love it.
And old and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat.
That's the thing. You
Pat
don't get
Pat Smear, the guy's name is. Pat Smear.
Pat Smear. Yes, I know. We were both looking it up at the same time.
I love you, Tim.
Pat Smear.
Sensory-induced hypnosis. Anybody ever experienced that? Sensory-induced hypnosis.
Sensory-induced.
I could only hope.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, just when I watch the news and, like, I'm like, hypnotized and bullshit.
Just when I wake up every morning. I
mean, yeah, it's like a nightmare.
I just walked away.
And I think the great thing about everyone in this movie and the fact that they're just so old and white, it's like nobody feels like they're trying to get over, you know?
Yeah.
Stupid fucking comedies now, it's always like, oh, well, still, this is the star, and there's always somebody who feels like they're kind of above it or like they're going to be the next somebody, and that is so not the case with these movies.
Oh, the plot to kill OJ, I mean, Norberg.
Started. Like, if they did this movie today, you know.
Oh, he gets nailed in the face. Oh,
God. It's a really solid stunt work in this movie.
Oh, ass in the face. I'm sure OJ's getting plenty of that in prison nowadays.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, if they did this movie today, you know, like, Pete Davidson would have to be in it, or one of the...
I would be okay with that, actually.
There would just be some douchebag, you know, right? Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be a bunch of old ass...
No, definitely not.
Actually, I think this chick was in Last American Virgin. And it's John Houseman as the driving instructor. Oh, my God.
That would be 80 Bryant.
I love this lady driving.
Yeah, exactly.
She's also taking a driving test at, like, age 38.
This teen driving school. Maybe a dog here sees a teen.
She rolls her window up.
Been waiting for this moment for 20 years.
Another old ass white guy being funny as shit.
Yeah, normally John Houseman was a serious actor.
He's like, normally you wouldn't go 85 down the wrong way down a one way.
Oh shit. The stunt work is pretty great.
You dumb broad. Extend your middle finger.
I'm so done.
It's Ricky Shorty's grandpa.
I bet you're getting her lunch today.
Oh, Jess is going to be unlistenable.
I feel like it's like aided by reduced audio.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that poor doctor.
It's like a scud. It's like a scud missile.
What the fuck?
I feel like we're in a Fast and Furious movie.
On a scud missile on a tank? What the fuck?
The fireworks.
That doesn't make any sense.
God, why is this so funny?
Why is it not so funny? Oh, and look at these stereotypes running out of that building.
Shit.
All these questions.
Oh,
He's doing hopscotch. I never understood the rules to hopscotch. What's the point of this?
The point is to get to 10.
Oh, okay.
Stay in the squares.
Maybe the people I knew didn't keep score.
Oh.
Jungle animal noises in L.A. Bosco.
Is Bosco?
You don't know what Bosco is? You never saw Seinfeld?
I did see Seinfeld, but I don't remember what Bosco is.
Bosco is like a chocolate syrup brand.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was more popular back in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. It came in a glass bottle.
Fuck.
This is what Tim does every day when he gets home from work. He checks his apartment out.
And some bitches in his kitchen picking spaghetti.
Doing parkour in his apartment.
Doing parkour.
Wearing his shirt. That's not creepy at all.
She's
like a roast. Gross. How hot and wet do you like it?
Very hot and awfully wet. So what Oscars was this nominated for?
All of them. Oh my god.
Award for best boiling a meat scene.
Oh, shit. I'm surprised. Never mind.
Somebody hit Jenny, she's skipping.
She can't sing it.
She's like a record that just keeps.
I cracked myself up.
For context, we've been in isolation for.
It's only been 3 days.
It's all down here.
Jesus, this only just started.
We're going to do one of these a week.
Oh, God.
I'll stop recording them and just.
Is anyone even listening to, like,
nobody is.
Is this even a podcast or is
it's
this
not.
Just...
It's just us. Legit, nobody's listening to this.
It'd be like a BuzzFeed article in like 2030. Joe Biden energy right here. Except she's on the receiving end of licking his fingers.
Hmm.
Can I smell your hair?
Give me back Rory Motocross.
Wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Chicka, bow, bow. This is all happening way too fast.
He did so many movies like this too. Like, This wasn't his only thing.
That became his thing though. Like the straight guy. You know, it's from the Adam West school. Like Adam West was like, you know, Batman is so ridiculous and silly, but you got to like treat it like you're doing Shakespeare.
It's like Mel Brooks, but like. Somehow goofier and stupider, even than like a Mel Brooks thing.
Mel Brooks was more cerebral. Cerebral, I can't say that fucking word. Rory. Right.
He always had sort of a larger point that he was. Yeah.
This is just
and
gag.
This is not about anything. Yeah. It's just absurd. Yeah.
How many gags can we get in every minute? That's really what the Zuckers were about. Yeah, Mel Brooks had like an overall, like, I don't know, overreaching thing and would throw some gags here and there. This is like all gags with some story in and thrown in.
I think there's also a, I mean, other than that opening scene, there's like sort of a timelessness to this type of stuff that mm-hmm. you don't get. And things like the, which do the same thing, this, like the scary movie movies, where it's like nonstop topical references, you know?
Yeah.
Rewatching, you're like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that from 2007. You know? Look at this.
Jenny's laughing at the nakedness.
Here we go. Oh my God. Very responsible.
Body condoms.
What are we doing?
Full body condoms.
This is how you make love in 2020.
The world would have imagined that that's where that joke was going.
And they still have reservoir tips. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Look at him dressed as old man on the beach.
He got this montage. Tattoos. Is her hair different in every scene?
So stupid. Oh shit.
Who doesn't go to the rodeo on a rodeo. Date?
Into the beach and on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
To the carnival.
Now we're doing Pirates of the Caribbean.
The movies.
Platoon. That was a funny flick.
Okay, that was kind of a topical reference.
Yeah. Oh, double clothesline.
At least it's a movie people have heard of.
All that in one day.
Look, that's going to be us in just a few months. Fluids.
That's not very corona safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, offer you a nightcap.
Your bodily fluids away from me.
We'll get back to it soon enough.
I don't know. Leslie Nielsen's at that age. If he did a lot of stuff, he'd break a hip.
I don't know. We saw him doing that parkour in the apartment.
I was going to say that. Yeah. He was slipping all over the place.
That looks like the same place as in Beverly Hills Cop.
Wouldn't put it past him.
I worked with the guy that was in that movie. He played the waiter that brought out the food when he did the banana tailpipe scene. Good old Izzy.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's an editor. He's always tell me about his best friend Louis Guzman. Actually, he played Freddy in The Karate Kid. He actually got me on the phone. He was on phone talking with Billy Zabka one day, and he's like, "Hey, you want to talk to him?" I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I loved you on How I Met Your Mother."
Oh God! Really?
Yes, I did say that.
You said
what did
that.
He say?
He's like, "Thanks. I wish it would have lasted longer." Like, what was I going to say? You were a dick and Back to School and just one of the guys.
What asshole you are.
Well, this is before he became a big star, you know, once again with Cobra Kai.
I think Cobra Kai was just starting or filming or something.
Yeah.
Still have to watch that.
I heard it's real good.
It's pretty good.
Well, the first season's free now, right?
Oh, I don't know. I always get my free week with YouTube Red or Premium or whatever the fuck they want to call it this year and then cancel.
Tim Singer's dream couponer. He knows how to get the deals.
That's right.
I just read that the Alabama ABC board approves to-go alcohol from bars and restaurants.
Holy shit.
Aren't you pissed that you don't live in Alabama anymore?
Yeah.
Well, my liquor store is still open, luckily. Mm-hmm.
Mine are too. I was afraid they would start limiting customers to only two Gentleman Jack per purchase.
Mm.
But they haven't done that yet.
No. The mayor here was like, let me be clear. We will not limit the sale of alcohol.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It was the last thing we're going to limit right now.
It should be.
Isn't that the way you find a good piece of evidence and then you light on fire?
Light on the fire.
Oh, this is an amazing scene. I remember this scene right here. I mean, not this, but what's about to happen. I forgot that was in this movie. Oh, my God.
The upbeat music. I feel like you don't see Zippo lighters anymore. Or maybe I'm just not running with that crowd anymore.
Mm. Mm. Oh, shit.
The Zippo lighter crowd.
You better watch out. Really? They come across the Cracker Barrel gang. Hijinks ensue.
Great.
Yep.
There really is so much fantastic physical comedy in here. It makes you think about. It's kind of a lost art.
Look at this. Look.
Here we go. This is the one thing I remember from all these.
Of course it is.
Of course, yes. Wow.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of ceramic dick.
No, it gets better.
Oh, boobs too.
This is the funniest scene in the history of comedy. I literally, not two nights ago, watched this on YouTube. I was thinking about this scene. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
What are we doing?
You thought you were having a bad day. At least you're not dangling off the edge of a building by a ceramic dick. Oh.
That's one happy statue.
He's coming out of the statue.
Wow, you did. It's great.
Sexual assault with a concrete dildo.
Oh my God. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Sexual assault with a concrete dildo. Imagine having to say that line. Comedy peaked. I mean, it never got better than that. That scene.
It's such a good cutaway. Like, he's immediately, like, being questioned.
You're like, what happened next? Well, he got dragged in.
Like, I love any scene where there's, like, some absurd shit happening, and the immediate next scene is someone, like, explaining, so, a concrete dildo.
Which achieved arousal.
I think that was the goal.
Concrete arousal.
Concrete arousal. God.
I still have no idea what this movie's about.
I was about to just say, I have no idea what the hell's going on in the plot.
Something about a plot to kill the queen.
I don't know why his sex life is involved in that plot and why his gun holster looks like a bra.
Well, he just destroyed a bunch of evidence in that fire, so...
That's okay. Thank you for keeping me.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, gross.
Yeah, 1980. 1982. I guarantee that there's something that's got that data out of my family's house in New Jersey. My grandma didn't throw anything out when she was alive.
I was at my parents' this weekend and found a bottle of Worcestershire sauce with a sell-by date of 2003. So,
what did you do with that?
They, you know, it's funny. That bottle must have survived a few moves for them. Like, that's about three houses ago. So I was like, do you just want to keep this? Because I think it's about an antique.
What did you do? I chugged it.
I just opened it and shrugged.
It's like those disgusting commercials where they drink the ranch dressing.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably fine for what
it is. I filmed a podcast. Yeah, I filmed a YouTube video.
I watched your podcast.
Out for the Chinese food.
Oh man. You know, she could be a first tier Melrose Place woman.
Yeah, she's hot for sure.
A few years early, but still.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could rank the Dallas women.
Oh, she could definitely be a first-year Dallas woman.
That cake was moving, Jenny.
Was it moving?
It was moving.
I was like, how fucked up? Good lord.
The cake in this movie is throwing Jenny off. Why is the cake there on the boat? Why is that piece of cake moving?
Why is there cake? It was wiggling for
it
sure,
was,
right?
It was moving. It wasn't just wiggling.
Okay.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, definitely. You guys should rank the Dallas women. Like, where is Sue Ellen and what's her
name? You know, I would love to rank the Dallas women if it was streaming anywhere.
Yeah,
watch the damn thing. What is this factory farm that we're now?
I have no idea.
Got a great shootout here.
Dugout docks with the.
They really went all out with the sets, like...
Right, yeah, the production value.
Like, they had a whole pirate ship thing for, 3 seconds of...
Unfortunately, for 3 seconds. Beef.
That's the closest we'll get to a pirate ship right now.
The fucking Axis chemical plant here from Batman. Got to see the Joker's origin here.
Toxic waste when they're making hot dogs, that's apropos. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, shit.
This is a year early we're getting the Joker's origin. Holy shit.
It's almost seen. Oh my god.
It really is. What the hell? Like, Batman ripped this off. I'm amazed at this point.
The Lipschitz bar mitzvah.
Look at that fucking cake.
Hey, it's funny that Lipschitz is not a made up name.
Another cake in this movie?
What are we doing?
I have no idea.
I'm still stuck on Tim Burton ripping off that scene. Why aren't more people talking about this?
Oh my god.
Only a year later. Look at this.
So, Jenny, I looked it up. Pemophobia is the fear of cake.
Who has a fear of cake?
Well, cake seems to be bothering you in this movie, so I don't know if you have a fear of it.
Well, it's just weird. It's all been very odd.
It is a very good
I love cake thing. Very much.
Well,
of course, I'm Googling, what's the fear of cake called? And it says Rachel Lee has a crippling fear of cakes.
OCD was triggered by that shit.
This woman in England.
Her cake has a picture of her eye.
I mean, people landing in cake is never not funny, though.
No, never. Damn, I want cake now.
What's funnier in a movie, cake or pies?
Cake.
Because there's pie fights, man. Oh, those are classic.
Those always feel so generic. It's always just a whipped cream type pie in the face type of thing. With a cake, I mean, you got all kinds of varieties of cake that a person can land in.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And in all sorts of ways it can happen. It's not just it gets thrown at you. You could fall into it. It could get launched. I mean,
yeah.
That's probably about it, but still.
You have to rank cake scenes on Next Talking Pop. The scene in, what was it? Oh, Christ. Easy Money. When Ronnie Dangerfield and Joe Pesci are driving around with the wedding cake in the car, and then they end up crashing.
Oh.
And they end up against the windshield, and the cake just comes up behind them.
There, that's an inventive use of cake.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that with pie. That doesn't really work with pie.
No, it doesn't. Whoa. She's a
princess.
What would you do if Leslie Nielsen called you princess?
I would swoon.
Be
she's
into
gray
her.
Hair. God, it's so hot. He faked every orgasm.
He faked it, wow.
What the fuck? Tim, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Don't answer. Answer that.
Answer it.
Was faking even a concept in the 80s? When did we invent the concept? Well, when did we talk about the
invent?
Concept? Well, we invented it the first time anyone ever had sex, I'm sure. But when did we start talking about fake orgasms? Probably in the 80s, right?
I mean, I feel like women have probably always talked about that, like amongst themselves.
Amongst themselves, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, as a common thing. Oh, shit.
That's a long table. Probably the best ride of the Queen's
the
10 years.
The sliding cunnilingus. It's an iconic scene.
So great.
This is a dense ass movie.
A packed 90 minutes here.
Jake, your one liners always slay me.
Pound for pound, the best commentary.
Most per capita.
It's very.
Out of nowhere.
Strongest.
It's very Sousa-esque.
Yes, extremely.
Why is there like a biohazard sign?
Coronavirus.
It was around in 88? What?
It's been around forever.
Like COVID
since
3.
Since we started.
COVID 3.
Oh boy.
I mean, how
okay, when did the queen become involved in this?
That was the plot all
be
along.
Honest. In fairness, I think since the beginning, but we haven't really been, we haven't really been following that thread.
And the queen really is like, why bother assassinating the queen? It's more of a.
I don't know. What does that really accomplish?
I mean, also, there's an alliance of secession to like the 1,000th person.
And where's OJ? I need more OJ.
You know, I'm part British. I'm probably somewhere in line for the throne.
Jenny is shit.
I'm sorry. It's just funny.
No, I think that thread with the queen is actually the plot of this movie.
It is.
Oh shit, here's the stadium scene where I think you wanted more OJ. Well, isn't this where he goes flying down the steps?
I think so.
This is a who's who of sports commentators in 1988.
Yep.
Tim, you want to name them for us?
You can name Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Yeah. You're a historian of the game.
Tim, I'm waiting for Tim to go on and say, you know, this was the then California Angels, not the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim as they're known of today.
This is Dick Buttfuck, who I think about when I'm trying not to, when I'm trying to fake my orgasm.
Now that y'all say it, I feel like I remember the Queen, but now I feel like as we're getting to this third act, the Queen is suddenly like in every scene.
Here's Kenny Omega here smoking a cigarette.
I thought it was Adam Page.
You may get Adam Page. You're chilling at this game.
Just the elite hanging out at the Angels game.
The shoulder pads.
This Corazon Aquino sitting behind her. Jesus. God, that's a pull name, huh? You guys are like, what? Look, it's Enrico Palazzo. Rico Palazzo, Rico Palazzo.
Look at this fat shit.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
He just karate chopped him.
Because he looks Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I mistake that guy for an Enrico Palazzo.
God, so many impressive filming locations in this film. Just what a budget they had.
Mm-hmm. I think we've determined the budget was spent on locations and stunts. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not going to see this on a direct-to-streaming Hulu thing, you know? They can't spend this kind of money.
Mm-mm.
You know you've made it when you get to spend Naked Gun money.
That's right.
With their giant cake budget, nobody can match that.
Don't fuck with the cake budget. Is he doing a better or worse job than Roseanne?
I believe I remember seeing that, and I love the 90s on VH1.
Love that
so
show.
That hadn't happened yet, right?
No. I believe that was at a San Diego Padres home game.
Just a flag banner.
Good philosophy.
What kind of fucking S&M shit we have? More old white guys. Per capita than any other movie.
Okay.
Another old white guy right
here. Oh, jeez. He just pops him on the head.
Oh, and Roger Ebert.
Mel Allen.
Wait, is that him?
No, that was Mel Allen.
Fuck, what did we call a piece of?
I knew you knew the announcers too. Oh my goodness.
What the fuck?
Is this Harlem Huckups?
Okay, sorry, fellas.
Sorry, fellas.
Probably not the first time he's walked in on something like that.
Oh my god. God.
My name's Paul. This is between y'all.
What?
We got a tiger on the front. We got a tiger. Queen's drinking a Miller Lite.
I love it. They give you like, they give you no time to recover. I love it.
I don't know. Kill you.
Oh God.
They are just destroying their audience.
Yes.
I have never seen a comedy with such disdain for its audience.
Oh, that's, is that the Joker's finger?
Yes. Yuck.
She throws it from there?
Okay. Spiral.
That was a screwball.
Oh, and there's Catherine O'Hara.
I sat in front of the players' wives at a Met game once. They're way higher than those chicks.
Were they knitting?
No, they had huge rocks on their fingers.
I bet.
They were comparing stories about faking it, clearly.
Yeah, that's what I overheard from where I was sitting.
They invented it, actually.
Faking it. See if we get some more decapitations here in the outfield.
Nothing like chewing tobacco.
They all spit, apparently. God.
When I used to play back in high school, we used to take was it bazooka and then chew that and then wrap Red Man around it. Kind of gross.
Wow.
Kind of gross.
Yeah.
Then everybody in college was doing dip. Ugh, it was so gross. Nothing worse than some drunk dude with dip coming out of his chin with a cup full of spit.
Yes.
Yeah. There is, honest to God, no more dreadfully boring and fucking stupid game to me than baseball. So that they are just slamming on it constantly.
That would be if Tim was the umpire. Ed, what do you want from me? Strike? Okay. Sure. We'll call it a strike.
As if baseball itself wasn't enough of a tranquilizer, this guy's on all the great leagues in the world.
He's dancing it out. He's like, yeah, I want to call another strike.
Perhaps a little biased.
He calls it before.
That was close, actually. Even the pitcher's like, what the fuck?
It's subtle, but I'm getting the sense that this is a commentary on biased officiating. Maybe legal.
All right, Peter Winston.
You know, back in the Mariners, when they would play the Angels out in California, you know, Al Bunbury would come up to the plate. You know, thought Ken Griffey Sr. was going to get up there, but you know, he wasn't. That was not a very good Peter Winston impression, by the way. Not enough Boston in there.
It was a good impression. I mean, I can't vouch for the knowledge. Mine kind of stops at the Roaring Twenties, so. Not really sure if that's what baseball was at the time. as an expert on the game, you see.
He's doing a very Caught and Fisk there dance. I've kind of counted the bases.
We just took a break from this movie to make fun of baseball for 20 minutes.
I can't say I was expecting a 15-minute baseball just, parody.
Yeah, like it's excessive.
Illogical, if you ask me.
And why again, this is only a 90-minute.
Why is there Vaseline in the guy's hat?
Because you could use that to throw a spitball.
Oh,
it gives you extra drop on a curveball.
Well, you'd know that if you knew baseball like I do, Jenny.
Right.
They put it on the rim of their cap. They used to. That was, you know, it's frowned upon. George Kennedy eating everything in sight.
What the shit?
More cake.
Oh, another cake.
Take a shot when there's a cake. That needs to be part of a drinking game.
God, I'm gonna have to go get some cake.
But honestly, for how quickly they've moved from like scene to scene, they really have spent a long time.
They really have.
They spent like half a day. Now he's vacuuming the plate.
I feel like they had like an hour and like, all right, what the fuck do we do? Let's do some baseball shit.
Well, it's actually just under 90 minutes, so they probably had to add some stuff to stretch the movie out.
So, I mean, they had like an hour, and they're like, fuck it, do a baseball thing.
Well, they finally got to the pivotal part here. Seventh inning. Right down the middle.
Tom Hanks, oh my God, reprising his role from a League of Their Own, I see. Great baseballsman.
A great baseballsman?
A ballsman.
Wish him well in his recovery from the coronavirus.
This has just been a day of balls and cake.
What is it like that Tom Hanks gets the coronavirus and it's just like, well, in other news.
Well, so did Heimdall.
What was the joke like immediately after that? Tom Hanks stranded on an island with a Wilson kind of thing?
Yes.
It's, you know, that feels like something that happens in one of these movies. Like it just is a cutaway gag on the news that they just, oh, here's Roger Ebert again. They just do a cutaway like when Leslie Nielsen is hanging off of a cement dick outside of they show a television and it's like Tom Hanks contracted the coronavirus. In other news, the Queen is in town this week for a cake christening ceremony.
There hasn't been such a great game of keep away since the Great Muppet Caper.
Good Lord.
What are we
so doing? I just looked it up. A famous baseball commentator, Roger Ebert, gave this 3 out of 4. So he enjoyed it as much as us.
What did the, I guess we don't need to know what the basketball commentator Gene Siskel gave it.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch a basketball movie after. He was in White Man Can't Jump, I believe.
More old white men.
My God. The third out.
Uh-oh. Can baseball players
Do y'all even know who that is?
No.
It's Reggie Jackson.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ended his career with the Angels. And he was also
by killing the Queen, apparently.
And he did some acting back then. I mean, he did have a goddamn candy bar named after him, for Christ's sake.
I'm going to chalk that up as a topical reference.
Drink.
I reference a candy bar. Does that fall under the Are we going all sweets or just cake for the shots?
No, I mean the appearance of this this athlete whose name I've already forgotten in this film.
Mr. October.
That you just identified. I think that's a topical reference.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because no...
Nobody knows who that is, clearly.
Yes. Nothing like a good baseball brawl.
I mean, unless he killed his wife and her boyfriend and got away with it, nobody knows who it is.
That's true. He's walking very robotically.
Yeah, he is. Like, why is he all of a sudden a robot?
Because that's what happens when you're under my control.
He's been
move like a robot?
Brainwashed into killing the queen.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, Jesus.
Did you see that comic? They foreshadowed this first half.
Jay's like, simple fools.
Did y'all know Reggie Jackson was...
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Have you even been watching?
Rico Palazzo.
Philistines is a callback to...
Earlier, Mister, I didn't even know the queen was in this movie.
She's just shaking this woman.
That's why. She...
They just put that blue outfit on a blow up doll and had to shake her.
How did he ruin his life? He killed his fish?
That track in this film.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Did we get a Toulouse appearance?
It is actually a Toulouse appearance. It's been a while, Tim.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Well.
This is how the news feels every 20 minutes. Something worse and worse happens.
He just gets steamrolled.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a bus.
And then the USC Trojans come by.
And trampled.
I'm assuming that's the USC Trojans based on the leader of the band down there.
Are they playing Louie Louie?
My father went the same way.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Must kill.
Oh, shit. What a twist.
What twist?
Didn't see that coming.
What did we call this? Conscious hypnosis or something?
Mm-hmm. Why is it all of a sudden on the... on the Jumbotron?
Because what, like Tim says, anything's better than baseball to be on that mm-hmm. Tron.
You're right. Well, not a fight in baseball. That's people needed something.
Baseball fights don't last that long.
I know, but they're great.
He just described their love as good, clean love without utensils.
Without concrete dildos.
Oh my god.
This is amazing.
I don't know. What do you think of that ring, Jenny?
It looks all right.
Yeah. You ain't got a good look at it yet.
Yeah, can't really see it.
Not bad for honest policeman salary.
Damn it, that's what I should have said.
I tried to set you up, girl.
Yeah, I know you did. Women are so weak that they will give up all of their gunpower for a diamond ring.
All their hypnosis.
And a man 30 years older than them.
Yeah. A silver-haired fox like Leslie Nielsen. And their love makes everybody else want to fuck each other, so that's great.
Can't we all just get along?
Oh my god.
World isn't without a gratitude.
This straight white male's the hero of this movie? I am shocked and appalled.
Well, they were the only people in this movie. Oh, wait.
The token black guy and one chick.
OJ.
Here we go.
Everyone should have a friend like you. There's Tim Seed.
There it was.
What are we doing?
He just went flying.
That was a tremendous watch.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was fun.
It really was.
I think we all needed that.
I think we did.
Yeah, just needed something purely stupid.
And we're just the people to give it to.
Right.
We're the most
bunch of cackling.
We're the most qualified in stupidity. Oh, wow. So that was fun. I have no idea if and when this thing's going up, but if you have anything to promote, promote away. Check out the Jenny Position, all the fine shows.
My podcast feed. Mm-hmm. You can find it on all your podcatcher apps. You can find it on Facebook at the Jenny Position and on Twitter at Jenny Position. We had a new episode, Tim and I did, of Talking Pop. You can hear that right now. It's a deep dive into Netflix's Love is Blind reality TV show. And other things.
Mm-hmm. And your myriad of shows that you are a co-host on on the PTBN Wrestling feed.
A myriad, yes. Jenny and the Gem should be pretty recent right now. And I'm also on the North-South podcast. North-South Connection podcast?
Yeah. Feed, yes. Yeah. The brand new feed brought to you by JT Rosero and Chad Campbell.
Yes, the newest Extreme Three-Way Dance. On that feed.
All right. Jacob, what you got to promote?
So you can catch Jen, Tim, and I on PTBNXT. And I also recently made an appearance on the North-South Connection podcast.
There you go.
Diving into Ricky Steamboat versus Rick Rude Iron Man match, which was fun.
Fun. And you were also on the last episode of The Great Debate.
Yes, I was on The Great Debate. Yes, I was.
A very fine feed. Tim, what you got going on?
I think that's going to do it. my co-host carrying the load as usual. So I have nothing further to promote.
All right. Check me out over on the wrestling feed now with my new shows, The Evolution of. First episode is up to Triple H. Scott Criscolo got to talk for 2.5 hours about his boy. And it was actually fun and very educational, actually, for me. Got to know more about Triple H and actually more about Scott, you know, as a good friend of mine. Also, check out The Great Debate Wrestling, which Tim is on the premiere episode of, along with Mr. D'Amato and Matt Souza. Mm. Check me out on this fine feed with new episodes of Laugh in Theater coming about twice a month. The Great Debate, Year in Pop, Looking Forward, Looking Back, amongst other things. And Pop Goes the Classics, actually. There should be a new episode up with me, Chad Miranda. We talked about Pinocchio. So check that out. So just want to say thank you guys for getting together on this Tuesday night. We're on day 3 of isolation. So there may be more silliness coming your way to kind of help you guys kind of navigate, deal, and escape along with us. This is therapeutic. Getting to laugh with good friends is always a good time. So thanks, guys, for joining me tonight.
Andy, when are you going to have me on Evolution of Sammy Guevara, covering the years 2019 to 2020?
Yeah, that's going to be quite the lengthy episode, I guess.
Yeah. Got a lot to unpack.
We'll do a doubleheader with Cody Rhodes also.
No, we're done with that.
No, that's you're done?
Triggering.
No,
that's too triggering for me. I'm really upset, actually, that you brought it up. Our divorce is still very raw, very fresh.
Tim, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to pick at it.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgive you. You didn't know, but just
I'm still working on getting you a Sammy Guevara close up. Trust me. If my buddy ends up back, if this ever lifts, if my friend ends up back at AEW show, I'm gonna get something from Sammy for you.
You're gonna get something. Gonna get something. Yeah.
Cheekage. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's start with cheek leakage and go from there.
All right. Let's work our way up. All right. So, four.
We're down.
For Jennifer Smith, Tim Capel, Jacob Williams, I'm Andy. Thank you for stopping by Laughing Theater. We'll see you on the next showing.
Okay. Oh God.